before we get into that, I want to share with you my free guide called Copy and Paste Texts for When He's Pulling Away or Acting Flaky. The link for that is going to be in the show notes of this episode. Also, if you're interested in working together and learning more about my coaching program called From Dating to Exclusive, where I teach you the skills and the tools and the knowledge that you need to create an exclusive relationship, then check out the link in the show notes and you can see examples of women who have gone through the program and what they learned from it, as well as more information about the program and what all is included. So let's talk about this idea of maintaining a relationship rather than working on a relationship. This is important because so many people kind of rave about couples therapy. And I think one thing that people don't realize is that couples therapy will not fix a relationship that was broken from the beginning. Meaning, if there was something that was fundamentally missing in the relationship from the beginning, you can't just go to couples therapy 2 years in to try and make up for that or try to mend that. So if you got together for the wrong reasons, for example, pressure from other people or society or pressure from yourself because you were maybe doubtful about finding everything that you want and need in one person, if you got together for on paper standards, as I call them, meaning who the person is in the world rather than who they are with you and to you, if you have one of the five elements missing in terms of friendship, the attraction, growth, respect, vision, and values, then we can't work on a relationship enough to make it work. And that's just an important shift to make because it shows up even in early dating when there are things that are fundamentally missing in the connection or just not up to the level that we need it to be in order for the relationship to take off and work. But we think that we can work on it hard enough. We think that we can be patient enough. We think we can just stick around long enough or talk about it with the person enough or communicate enough in order to make it work. And what I want to offer is that it will save you a lot of time in dating to look longer potentially for a connection that has the five elements, that has those foundational things you need, and then to do the work of maintaining the connection over time. And it's a different kind of work. And I think a lot of people have confused the two as being the same thing. Because we always hear advice about working on your relationship and relationships take work. And we think that that means kind of building pieces in there that weren't there to begin with. But the real work of a relationship is maintaining something great and not getting lazy and not dropping the ball and not stopping doing the things that were already working in the beginning. And working through the emotions that come up as you feel vulnerable with that person, as you share more of your life with that person, as you become more integrated. That's the work that a relationship is. It's not working to make a relationship meet the bare minimum standards for the things that make a relationship great. So one principle that I share with my clients is the minimum baseline standards. And what that means is easy planning and easy communication. That's what it looks like in the earliest stages of dating. Whether you're just chatting online or and about to create a date or you're in those first few weeks, if it's really difficult to get plans on the books or it's really confusing to communicate where you often find yourself just lost in the conversation, lost about what your plans are, lost about whether or not they're gonna message you and confused about where things are going and if things are evolving. In those early stages, those are the two fundamentals that we're looking for. And even there, we can get caught up in thinking that we should work on the relationship to build those things up. Like, we just need to communicate harder, or we just need to put in more effort for planning, or demand that they plan better, that kind of thing. Rather than really noticing that those two things are the fundamentals of what the rest of your relationship is going to look like. The whole relationship is going to be two people making plans and talking to each other. That's really what it is at the baseline. So even in early dating, you want to have the standard for those two things coming easily to the both of you and not being confusing or overwhelming or difficult. So don't find a relationship to work on, find a relationship that is working and then build it and maintain it. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will talk to you next week. Have a good day.